the snowdrifts now.
Stop it.
And then you'd be all right. We used to walk out the door and disappear up to your knees.
That's brilliant. Hey, listen, just before I go, we're talking about, in a second or two, about a guy who's kind of followed his dreams. If you could, you know, there was no, it didn't matter about finances and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. If you could do one thing that was your dream, what would it be?
This is going to sound very sad, but work on the air ambulance.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's not sad, is it? Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing job, but that's my one. If I had the courage to do what some of the paramedics actually do on that ambulance, amazing. I mean, to deal with some of the things that they deal with, that would be one, my ideal kind of, you know, thing to be able to do. Oh. But I wouldn't have the guts, so, you know, it takes a lot of guts.
Yeah, it does. Sorry, thanks for that. Well, what's your dream? What would you do if you could do it? If you could do it today, if I was able to wave a magical wand and say, right, well, off you go then text me, 07786 20 50 80. This is all because of this guy, Ian Varley, from Whittick near Colville. He's made a huge change that's seen him go for a dangerous job in construction to making his living in the National Forest. Amy Francis went to a cold and frosty Nampanton for BBC Radio Leicester to talk to the man behind Funky Monkey Treehouses.
2 years ago, Ian Varley was working as an abseiler in the construction industry. Now he's building a new life in the New Forest.
I'm pretty much chopping wood and carrying water. And it's a very quiet, mindful lifestyle of being surrounded by beautiful nature and being aware of what trees give us, really. The beauty of a tree and the material I can use from it. What comes from that is a lifestyle which is healthy, it's outdoors, it's working in harnessing with the material, really. But the whole area is beautiful woodlands, fantastic walks, and Bradgate Park, Beacon Hill. Just come and explore. Turn off the TV and can come and walk around this beautiful area.
Ian now makes tree houses and wood products in his workshop in Nampanton near Loughborough, which he uses free of charge in exchange for work on an organic farm. But just a few years ago, his life looked very different.
Originally, I've worked as a professional abseiler within the construction industry. I was doing that job for almost 15 years, and I'd be working in big cities, commuting down to London, working with concrete and steel, with a lot of tools, a lot of noise, quite a stressful environment. So that was my lifestyle, and 2 years ago, I pretty much decided I could no longer live like that. I decided I was going to quit the job. I pretty much sold my house, gave away most of my possessions. And this was a huge turning point in my life when I was 38. Decided, okay, what is it I really want to do here?
So Ian won a place on a course run by the National Forest, where he learned the skills he needed to start his business.
This is a hazel rod, something that I coppiced last winter, and it's dried out nicely now. And the idea is I'm going to lock it into the shaving horse. That's it, wedged it in. I'm holding on to the draw knife. And what I'm doing is I'm shaving it. I'm shaving the bark off. This is what I do quite often when I'm beginning to prep a length of wood which I could make for a leg on a table. I'd use a shaving horse, use a draw knife, and just work with it.
Well, Ian's obviously got no regrets about settling here in the New Forest, and he has high hopes for his future in the area.
One of the things I really want to do in the future is to manage a woodland, and I'd love to own a woodland. And that then, it's part of the long-term vision, really, beyond me and beyond my generation. You know, to manage a woodland is a lifetime's work. And I'm 40 years old, and if I'm still planting trees and coppicing when I'm 80, then great. You know, hopefully there'll be another generation, you know, following behind me who is saying, hey, Ian, can you show me how to do that? And so I know when I'm pushing up flowers, you know, there'll be someone else carrying on the work. Chelmsford Forest and National Forest, I'm barely beginning to connect with people and the area a lot more. I mean, for me, it's about deepening my roots here. You know, that whole idea of, like, planting an acorn and letting it grow. I'm definitely planting acorns all over Chelmsford Forest.
Wow. Ah, fantastic. It's quite inspirational, that, isn't it? Well, we'd like to hear from you if you've turned your life around. How did you make that decision? Was it really worth it? Well, give us a call on 0116 251 1049. I'd love to know what was that thing that prompted you to just throw everything up, you know, flog the house or do whatever it might be. Get yourself completely out of that sort of feeling of safety and just go for your dream. Just give us a call this morning if you've done something like that. Or you'd like to, 0786 20 50 80 if you want to text me. This is about... we've had loads of texts this morning about the...